So we're going to do a short Christmas devotional. And to start us out, I'm going to start with a little video that I saw yesterday. And this is of a sports reporter who was recruited to help cover a big storm in Iowa. And as you're going to see, he is clearly not happy about it. So let's go ahead and roll that video.
Mark, how are you feeling out there?
The same way I felt about 8 minutes ago when you asked me that same question, right? I normally do sports. Everything is canceled here for the next couple of days. So what better time to ask the sports guy to come in about 5 hours earlier than he would normally wake up, go stand out in the wind and the snow and the cold, and tell other people not to do the same. I didn't even realize that there was a 3:30 also in the morning. Until today. It's absolutely fantastic, Ryan. You know, I'm used to these evening shows that are only 30 minutes long, and generally on those shows, I'm inside. So this is a really long show. Tune in for the next couple hours to watch me progressively get crankier and crankier. How do I get that Storm Chaser 7 duty? I feel like Clint got the better end of that deal. You know, that thing's heated. The outdoors currently is not heated. Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't. Can I go back to my regular job? I'm pretty sure, Ryan, that you guys added an extra hour to this show just because somebody likes torturing me, because compared to 2.5 hours ago, it is just getting colder and colder. Live in Waterloo, for the last time this morning, thankfully, I'm Mark Woodley, News 7 KWWL.
Not happy, right? The problem is that this can happen to us too as well during the Christmas time. And really, not even just the Christmas time, but throughout the year. Life's problems tend to overshadow the good things that we have. This week, my wife was in the hospital, and she spent two whole days, separate days, in the ER, and then another couple days in the room. And when I was sitting there with her, like her roommate and other people we ran into, I saw people who were overcome by life's problems. And so I get it. There are some real, serious, tough problems that are out there. And so for just a few minutes, I want to focus on one teenager who had some serious problems as well. And as we've read already, Mary was to be married. And she is told in the middle of this engagement that she's pregnant. Her fiance almost splits up with her during this time, but an angel intervenes and keeps them from doing that. Now, can you imagine during this time what is going through Mary's mind there? What in the world is Mary feeling as her fiance is wanting to break up with her, and as she finds out she's pregnant and all of this? And from everything we know about her, she's a well-behaved, a well-regarded, good young lady that's in a very strict religious community there. And so she's suddenly pregnant in this community. And so what in the world are people going to think of her during this time? And so in Luke chapter 1, after a while, she goes to visit one of her relatives named Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is also pregnant. And during this time, Elizabeth sees Mary and gets all excited. The Bible says that she's filled with the Spirit. And so she blesses Mary. And then the baby that's inside of Elizabeth, which is John the Baptist, dances in the womb, has a little dance party in there. And in response to all of this, it's as if Mary is overcome with emotion. And then she begins to proclaim, this is going to be our passage for the evening, in Luke chapter 1, verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And continues on for there for a number of verses. But I want to focus in just on this one idea that we see here in the midst of all her problems. That in the midst of problems, I want to encourage you, praise. In the midst of problems, praise. Now you may be thinking, Kyle, that's easier said than done. Kyle, that's easy to say standing up on the stage there, but you don't know what's going on in my life. And so let me show you what went through Mary's mind as she's speaking these. And I think this is going to be an encouragement to you. Mary is able to praise God in the midst of her problems because she says, that very first verse there, she says, my soul magnifies the Lord. And so she starts out by magnifying the Lord. What do? When you magnify something, you make it bigger. And the Greek word there that we get the English word for magnify literally means to make great or to enlarge. And so it's not that Mary forgot about all her problems or is ignoring them. She's still a pregnant fiance. She's likely still looked down by her community there. And she's likely wondering what her fiance is thinking about all this. So how in the world did Mary praise during this time? Mary made her God bigger than her problems. She made her God bigger than her problems. She magnified the Lord. She enlarged the Lord. She looked at her problems, and then she looked at God, and she decided that God was bigger than her problems. Verse 49, she says, for he who is mighty has done great things for me. Now, I recognize that Christmas time is not always a happy time for some. You may be missing children who are far away. You may be missing loved ones who have passed on. You may be feeling the stress of what's going on in life with finances or health problems or even the power loss that happened in the past day or two. But whatever is going on right now, whatever's happening in your life, I want to encourage you to remember that God is mightier. God is mightier than any problem that you're going through right now. And he who is mighty, who did great things in the life of Mary, listen, he can also do great things in your life as well. Financial problems are not too big for God. I'm not saying that he's going to just, if you follow him, you're just going to bless, he's just going to bless you financially. But God is bigger than financial problems. Health problems are not too big for God. And even loved ones who have passed on, listen, God has the monopoly on death and resurrection and life. And so don't ignore the pain that you're going through. Don't pretend that it doesn't exist, but instead I want to encourage you, focus on God and how he is mightier than anything that's going on in your life. I want to close with a story that I read about a pastor who has a high school daughter. And during high school, this daughter sort of went astray spiritually. And then near the end of her time in high school, she put her faith in Christ and really wanted to grow in her relationship with God. And as she did that, she decided as she graduated from high school that she would not go right to college, but she was going to spend a year as a missionary and doing a medical mission trip in Haiti. And so off she went. The pastor was nervous about her going, but he sent his daughter off to Haiti. Well, one night, he receives an email from her, and I want to read the email that she wrote to him. She writes, Dad, tonight has been the most remarkable night of my life. I got called to this hut to deliver a baby. Dad, I've only delivered one, and that was with somebody. I'd never done this by myself, but I was the only one around. And so they called me, and I get to the hut, and there's this naked, screaming lady on a dirt floor. I got a flashlight, and I'm thinking, here I am, 18 years old, and I'm in a hut in a third world country with a naked, screaming, pregnant lady. I have a flashlight, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm here. To make matters worse, the lady from the voodoo religion walked into the hut, dressed in her red and blue voodoo garb, and began to chant some voodoo incantation in Creole. Then she stopped at the woman's belly and she put on some kind of salve there, and she began chanting in the Creole spell. I didn't know what to do. She stood at the head of this woman and stared a hole through me. Then I was getting ready to deliver this baby, and I looked back at her, and I started singing. I knew she didn't understand English, but I just started singing, "Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God." And that voodoo lady became completely unglued. She grabbed all her stuff and she ran out of the hut. And that night I knew that that baby was going to be born with the blessing of God and not the curse of Satan. You see, in the midst of your problems, praise. And maybe tonight you don't know what to do in the midst of your problems. I want to encourage you, praise. Maybe tonight your heart is heavy with something going on. I want to encourage you, praise. Let's magnify God, because He is the Mighty One. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to sing a last few songs. Father,